take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, June the 11th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And don't send me any links to videos or long stories during the show. Please send those to me after 12 noon when I get off the air. Lots of information coming out of Lansing. And I got to tell you, this is amazing, the process that they're going through to get to this budget. We're going to be talking about that. We've got other stories lined up. Bills that are being introduced. All kinds of things the Democrats, surprisingly, the Democrats are doing on their side of the aisle in the House chamber. Pretty interesting dynamic unfolding. While in the minority, by actually a pretty significant amount, 58 Republicans, 52 Democrats, they're forging forward with their agenda. They're introducing the bills and seeing which committees they get assigned to, and then holding the Republicans accounted for not willing to take up their legislative bills, holding them accountable, I should say, to get this out there to the media, to the news, as to what the bills are about, how they're good for the people of the state of Michigan, and basically the Republicans playing partisan politics in the House chamber. So we're going to get into those stories. Possibility of a few candidates getting closer to announcing. We got a couple of those stories lined up. And also, Governor Rick Snyder getting back out there on the campaign trail, but not for office. Getting involved in education. So we're going to have that story. We got so much lined up for today. It's just really amazing how they're trying to get all this stuff going before they break for summer. July 1st, probably, deadline, going to come and go without a budget out of the House. And taking off for 4th of July weekend, gone for the summer. So lots of breaking developments in Lansing, pretty interesting. We're going to have Dr. Jeff on in the next segment. If you have any questions for Dr. Jeff, ask the vet. Text them to me, 231-360-5140. We'll get to those. We also have somewhat of a history lesson in the third hour. So we're excited. Lots of stuff happening. Talking all day yesterday. Going to go get myself some hot tea and some honey and hopefully be able to get through today's show. So be patient with us, and we'll get her done. Absolutely. Dr. Jeff again coming in the next segment. And also, one of the things that I want to get to in the last hour today is the conversation about the upcoming event that we're going to have, not this Friday the 13th. God, no. We're not going to play golf on Friday the 13th. We're going to play golf on Friday the 20th out at the Ridge Golf Course across the street from the new Iron Pig South location. We'd love for you guys to come join us. Text me golf, G-O-L-F, and I'll send you the link. You can sign up for it. It's going to be a shotgun start at 12 noon, and we will be done with that probably about 5 o'clock and then heading over to the Iron Pig for a VIP reception with those who will be entertaining us on Saturday, the next day, at the Risk It Fest. Saturday, June 21st. Short break. Dr. Jeff in the house. Text me your questions. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday. As usual, joining us on the line right now is Dr. Jeff up at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, Jeff, I want to talk about a little bit of the history about the Sioux Animal Hospital. Obviously been there now over 40 years. When did you purchase the Sioux Animal Hospital? And since you've taken it over, what technologies have you upgraded? All the different things that you've invested in, mostly around technology. I want to talk about technology this morning because veterinary medicine has really evolved within the last 5 years, let alone 10. Things are so completely different from when you took over. So let's talk a little bit about the history and a little bit about what you've done since you've taken over Sioux Animal Hospital.
Okay. So I took over the first, actually, official start date was the day after Labor Day in 2010. So I actually purchased this from my office in Doha, Qatar, while I was deployed, because I had a broker back here, you know, helping me and moving all the parts and going through the internet and everything. So basically, sure. I walked off the plane, came back, walked off the plane, signed the papers, and we loaded up the house in the two U-Haul trucks and almost did a Beverly Hillbillies move. You know, had a whole caravan just drove right up here. And, it took over then. When I bought the place, we had two exam rooms, and it was 2,400 square feet, small kennels, you know, things like that. Very small.
Sure.
It was then there was a treatment / surgery room and that. And then obviously, you know, you've seen the building. We've expanded since then. Now they're up about 5,700 square feet, I think. And added a lot more, technology. So we have a full in-house lab suite. And so we can run all our labs right here in-house, which is good because we can get our answers right away.
Sure.
And so we've got, you know, we do they call it the chemistries. It looks at the different enzyme levels and things in the blood. So if you want to see if you're pulling liver levels or kidney levels or things like that, that's what that checks that. We can do progesterones in-house. We can do thyroid testing now in-house. We've added that V-check machine too here, and we can run a lot of stuff that we used to, even more advanced tests like one we called low dose dexamethasone suppression test, which is a test that we use to test for Cushing's disease. We can do that in-house now. Before, we used to have to send that downstate, go to Michigan State, and you had to wait, you know, a week to get it back. Well, we sure. can have it done like in a day. Yeah, so we've done that, and obviously we've upgraded we've gone full digital now, because when I bought it, we're still using film. I don't even know if you can buy x-ray film anymore, actually. I don't think anybody still uses film. I still have a box sitting up here in the old dark room that I just kind of keep like antique, you know, now. we've gone full digital. Yeah, funny story. So we had an automatic processor, at least, to develop the films when I first bought it. Dr. McCrum, they were just doing films, and we had this problem. The machine was leaking. One tube was, and anybody knows that developing film, one of the steps, you fix it in acetic acid, which is vinegar, essentially. And we couldn't figure out, we'd replace the tube, and we come back, and the tube would be, why is this tube getting holes in it? Well, we come to find out that Gus, our clinic cat at the time, liked sour stuff, and he was going in there at night and chewing up the tubes. So, stinker. So, yeah, but we're full digital now. Obviously, we got the ultrasound. We got the two ultrasound machines. We do cardiac, abdominal, you know, small parts, things like that. We do... as far as surgery, now we're using oxygen concentrators, so we don't have to worry about running out of oxygen. Not that you would, but, you know, before, you know, we would have to buy the big tanks that they would bring in.
Sure.
So we've got that. We really upgraded a lot of our orthopedic equipment. Instead of just putting pins and wires in, now we have a full locking plate system. Actually, we have about three or four of them. So I can do dogs I've literally done dogs from 5 pounds all the way up to, you know, 200 pounds.
Mm.
So we can really cover the gambit with that.
Right. And on the surgery end, with lasers and all the other technology you've brought in. You've really modernized the surgical procedure of the hospital.
Oh, yeah. We use we have a surgical laser. We also have what's called an electrocautery unit or an electrical surgical unit, because a laser, it's a tool. Okay, it's there's no one, just like you're gonna build a house, you need a toolbox. Okay, the same thing. There's we have different tools for different things. Some places my surgical laser works better, and in some places I'll use this electrosurgical unit, and you know, so we have that. We also have a therapy laser, too, or cold laser, as we'll call it, which is, it produces laser light at a specific wavelength that is then absorbed into the tissue. And what it does is it helps stimulate cellular activity. And it also helps increase blood flow through areas. And if you want to get areas to heal or reduce inflammation or things like that, a lot of it is blood flow. That you've got to have, you know, that flowing through there, because that will bring in nutrients, oxygen, glucose, things like that, and then take away metabolic garbage, you know, your byproducts, and get those things flushed out of the system. Like if you've been running, like, you know, you'll get cramps and things like that, especially people who do long distance runners. They worry about lactic acid buildup.
That's sure.
Kind of the thing is we're trying to make sure we're using that. It also helps increase cellular activity, which means it increases cellular replication. So when you're trying to heal something, it heals faster.
Now that's very similar to the cutting edge technology laser that Dr. Gary has for humans down in Sheboygan.
It's the same tech. Honestly, I think it kind of originated in veterinary medicine first, and now it's starting to bleed over. I'm seeing more and more, usually chiropractors or acupuncturists will usually have that. So, so some things, sometimes things come human to animal, and sometimes things go animal to human. So,
I love it. Yep. And then, of course, lastly, besides expanding more than doubling the size of the building, you've actually invested in the back area there. Your holding areas where you're able to keep animals overnight and to be able to check on them after surgeries.
Yep. So we've got our, you know, we have our surgical kennels. So we might, you know, watch our surgery patients, obviously, or hospitalized patients. And in the back, we're working on developing more of the large animal. Right now, we've got horse stocks, so we can bring horses into the building. So if we have to do advanced dental procedures, we've put out a lot of investment in equine dental equipment, and that's a big overlooked thing in the horse world. And it's not just getting in there and just, you know, knocking off the sharp points. It's you've got to get in there and balance them, and they can get a lot of the same tooth problems people do, actually, and tooth pain. If you've ever had tooth pain, I mean, that will definitely affect your performance all day and your attitude and stuff like that. And I've read cases where a behavior or training issue was tracked all the way down to a bad tooth. But we can take x-rays of the horse teeth and things like that. I mean, just for it, just as a good example, I believe Secretariat, the only race he ever lost was because he had a tooth abscess.
I'll be darned. So, unbelievable.
Yep. And as far as of Monday, Dr. Goodman is here now. She is now finally done with school, and she has jumped right in and is helping us out. We're not kind of putting her fully on the floor yet. We're letting her get her feet under her, you know, because now it's time to, now you got to be a real vet, you know.
Sure, and, absolutely.
You
know,
you got to learn how to do that. But she's really picking up fast, so we'll be able to get her online. And that also means, like I said, Dr. Goodman is a lot more, I mean, I do the cattle and stuff too, but I'm kind of a little more horse-oriented than cows. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like cows and everything too.
Right.
Dr. Goodman's kind of almost the mirror image of me. She likes horses and everything, but she's a lot more with the cows. And we are going to, we were looking at equipment yesterday, to put in get equipment that we could do breeding soundness exams, BSEs for bulls, and embryo transfer. She wants to start bringing that stuff in here, and a lot of the more advanced cattle reproductive things. And so, yeah, so that's certainly, we're going to be even adding on that. I'm even actually at the point I'm looking, the clinic sits on 5 acres here, of which only about 2 are developed at the moment. So I'm looking at the other 3 going, you know, I should probably push this back. And so I'm thinking we're probably going to hit another expansion here too.
No, very cool. I got a text message from our beef farmer. Does Dr. Jeff make farm calls for artificial insemination?
Yeah, we can do that. Yep, both Dr. Goodman and I can do that. So, which also means now that there's going to be 2 of us doing the farm calls.
Oh, so, excellent. Good deal. And those are still, you're still trying to orient, put your schedule together, orientation, get her fully up to running. Thursdays, are we still looking at Thursdays?
Yeah, Thursdays. Thursday is going to be my day, and we're still trying to figure out which day to see which day Caitlin wants. It's kind of going to be, I guess, we're kind of a little open.
Maybe put her on a flex schedule as or something
you
like
know,
that.
Or see, I'm trying to figure out, you know, or when the guys are going to really want us too.
I mean, right.
It's, yeah. But haul in, especially for equine, you know, I mean, you can haul every day, you can haul in. So if you have something going on or like that, or need a dental done, you can't get out to the farm. I have people bring them in. I've even had people haul in. We do have a nice grassy area that we can do. If you want to do a gelding or, you know, castrate a horse, we can do that here. We can people bring them in. We do pretty much everything.
Yeah, absolutely. You do. Yep. And again, that's why they call it Sioux Animal Hospital. And you're not just a veterinarian office. Huge operation, folks. Vicky and I have been up there a couple times, and man, Jeff, I just cannot believe how big your office was, your hospital. And it's also dental services. We've got all kinds of other things that you guys have invested in. So I just wanted to kind of let the audience, you know, they hear us every week, and at the same time, nobody ever really knows about all the things you do and how big the hospital is. So I just wanted to make sure they're aware of that. I got a phone number for you guys. He just texted me, 906-635-5910. Again, 906-635-5910. M129. 2867 Ashman Street in Sault Ste. Marie. I have a screenshot of Dr. Jeff's information and the address. So if you'd like it, just text me Dr. Jeff. Just text me Dr. Jeff or Jeff, and I'll send it to you, and you guys can give him a call. Final minute or so, you'd like to wrap up. Anything you'd like to say? You mentioned Caitlin is coming on Monday. What other things you're looking at here for this summer?
Well, we're going to be building more, trying to get her on board. We're going to be opening up more appointment slots, try to get the – we also have a bunch of new – hopefully by August we should have the dental wing operating as it's supposed to, because now I've got more vets and now I'll have more techs, but we're working on training those, so we're not quite there yet. You know, we've got a bunch of new people in that are all you know, eager to learn and stuff, so we're really adding to that. But other than that, hopefully summer's here finally.
Amen to that, brother. Amen. Hey, Jeff, we appreciate you, man, and thanks for updating everybody, and we'll be sending your number out to a few people. Texts are coming in already.
All righty.
Okay, Jeff, have a good one, buddy.
How are you too?
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.